Originally built in 1719, the Francis Tavern in the Wall Street District of New York City served as a meeting place for General George Washington. 42 years ago today, Philadelphia College of Textiles and Science and Wharton MBA grad, as well as Philadelphia-based Rohm & Haas Chemical Company financial analyst Alex Berger went there for a lunchtime business meeting. At around 1:25 that afternoon, a bomb blast ripped through the tavern annex. Berger was among four people killed. More than 50 others were injured. Berger left behind family, including his wife, Deanie, who was in 1975, 6 months pregnant with their first child. Deanie, Berger, Edinson, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
You're quite welcome.
Tell us about the man you fell in love with and married.
He was extremely bright, graduated first in his class from textile, was involved in all kinds of extracurricular activities, very active. He briefly was at Princeton for a master's / PhD in chemical engineering and decided that he really didn't want to be stuck in a lab all the time. And he transferred to the Wharton School at Penn and absolutely found his spot, loved it, and was just an outstanding athlete, quite handsome, funny, just an all-around terrific person.
How much time did you two have together before his life was taken?
We were married for 5 years.
Let's advance the story. Apparently, nobody was specifically charged with the precise bombing that took those lives and injured others. Though, President Barack Obama, 1 week ago today, commuted the sentence of one Oscar Lopez Rivera, who was widely regarded as the person who likely masterminded that bombing. Did you have any preliminary sense that this was about to take place?
I had a sense that it would take place, that there was a strong possibility. However, I was still shocked. We went through this in 99 when Clinton actually, in August of 99, granted pardons and clemency to the other members of the FALN who were in prison.
The FALN was a Puerto Rican nationalist group, Fuerzas Armadas de Liberación Nacional.
Correct. And their objective was to gain independence for Puerto Rico.
Was the Francis, in your regard and the estimation of those involved with the case, an intentional target because of its historic value?
Yes. In some of their communications, they did reference it and reference the fact that it was specifically chosen for that. For that reason. And they also, they targeted other sites in New York and also in Chicago that were, had to do with big business.
So you mentioned first then President Clinton offering commutation of Rivera's sentence. Rivera didn't take the terms that went along with that.
He was the only one who did not accept clemency. He's the only FALN member in jail.
What was his pretext for not accepting?
Well, part of it was that he had to renounce terrorism and show some sign of contrition, and he did not.
Were you part of an effort to appeal to President Clinton to reconsider at the time?
Yes. I had absolutely no prior notice of this, nor did any of the victims' families. We found out through an op-ed article in, I think, the New York Post referencing it. And that article was written by Joe and Tom Connor, whose father was killed along with Alex. He was an employee of Morgan Bank, and Alex and a few other people were meeting with representatives of Morgan Bank.
The two sons, I believe, were 9 and 11 at the time.
Correct.
Of the bombing. Your to-be-born son obviously has no firsthand knowledge of it. Does he regard your new husband always as his father?
Yes, absolutely, and they are very close. But from the time he was very tiny, I introduced Alex to him. So he grew up with Alex being very much a part of our family, and we all are very, very close with Alex's parents, who had just 3 weeks to the day before Alex was killed, moved from South America to New York. And that night we were supposed to meet to see their apartment. They had just moved in.
Your son's name?
Adrian.
What aspects of his physical or personality presence perhaps remind you of Alex?
It's strange that even not having seen someone, you can still have certain facial expressions or certain movements, ways of walking that are very much, inheritance.
Have the factors that compelled then-President Clinton to consider commutation evolved further, or are they pretty much the same variables that then-President Barack Obama considered and ultimately made his decision last week?
I don't know what was presented to Obama. I do know the whole power of granting pardons and clemency is extremely unique in that whatever he decides to do, no one can change that.
And so Oscar Lopez Rivera, scheduled to be released in May, will be released in May.
Correct.
The Connor boys, I believe, are on record saying that they might not have nearly as much animus about this had only Rivera shown some contrition. He is apparently unrepentant to this day. Do you share that sentiment, though, that that is part of what animates you to otherwise wish that he was still behind bars?
In 2011, we found out that he had applied for the first time ever for parole. We found out about it and made the decision to go to the parole hearing. It was at a federal maximum security prison in Terre Haute, Indiana. And the examiner questioned him with very specific questions. He denied everything, said he wasn't involved with anything. And it was so frustrating.
When you say anything, even any affiliation with FALN?
Yes. He was just an organizer. What he did in Chicago, he was just involved with, his community, and he was a community organizer.
He was convicted of seditious conspiracy, use of force to commit robbery, interstate transportation of firearms and ammunition to aid in the commission of a felony, and interstate transportation of stolen vehicles. Yet, if we add on this layer of the many who consider him a political prisoner, it speaks to some of the interests that wanted to see him released, both in Puerto Rico, Nobel Prize laureates, politicians in the United States, including current mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, where the bombing took place, Vermont senator and former presidential candidate Bernie Sanders. Do you have an understanding of what animates those who champion his cause? Or, much like you stated earlier, do you feel that those who do so don't have a full packet of the facts of the case?
I can only imagine that they don't have the full packet of the case. I had an opportunity to have a meeting with Desmond Tutu. My husband and I met with he and his wife when they were in the New Jersey area for a speaking engagement.
He granted you audience?
He did. He was extremely gracious, and I told him about Oscar. He actually shared with us that he had been asked by the Archbishop or Bishop of Puerto Rico, who was a friend, to lend his name to a petition that was being formulated to ask for clemency, pardon, parole, whatever, for Oscar Lopez Rivera. So Desmond Tutu did not know anything about it, but his name was used and bandied about a lot. There were a lot of people on that petition who didn't know what they were lending their name to.
In a more general sense, can you understand that mindset which resulted in the commutation of the man who oversaw the bombing that claimed the life of your husband?
I could only understand the mindset if the person had truly changed and really regretted everything that he was involved in.
Now 74 years old he is.
Correct. At that parole hearing in 2011, he refuted everything, had no contrition, and part of the agreement of granting clemency in 99 by Clinton was that the people from the FALN, if they were to be released, had to speak against terrorism. Of them all, Oscar was the one who would not, and in 2011, still would not.
What next do you want for yourself and other family and friends of Alex?
I know for me, the month of January, beginning to end, is extremely difficult. It is a very painful month leading up to the 24th. I have an elderly mother-in-law who I try to keep everything away from.
She have other children?
No, Alex was an only child. She had cancer when Alex was two and was not able to have other children. Alex was the shining star of the entire family. And everybody adored him. And every January, it's like, you know, it's like a hole in the gut all over again, even though it's 42 years. You don't lose your feelings for the person. You try to put things in perspective. But January is a horrible month for myself and also for the other families I know, because we keep in touch. And we always email or text each other on the 24th just to say that we're thinking of each other. Especially the timing of this 1 week before the anniversary was just like a knife in the gut all over again. And the fact of now waiting until his release in May is just going to be painful. And for me, I dread May, because when Oscar is released, there will be parades in Chicago, possibly New York, and in Puerto Rico, celebrating him as a hero. It's very hard to get past someone with the mentality of going out to blatantly kill people who have nothing to do with the cause, just to make a point. And I've met a lot of the people who were seriously injured by the FALN, some of the policemen who were trying to defuse bombs. One of the gentlemen, and he is truly a gentleman, was attempting to defuse a bomb in New York, and unfortunately it went off. He was horribly burned, blinded. He is a trooper. He went to Washington in 99
to testify.
He testified the day that I testified at the Committee on Government Reform. A lot of people were seriously injured and have to live day to day and survive.
You cited earlier that it is perhaps the most awesome power that a president has to, without any check and balance, grant a pardon or a commutation. President Obama has used that power. Do you think, though he is obviously no longer in office, that there was an inordinate political calculus or pressure brought to bear in his decision?
I honestly can't venture to say that he had political reasons behind it. I know for a fact that he had a tremendous amount of pressure put on him by the Puerto Rican community. Many, many letters were sent. Famous people, one of the leaders of the cause was Lin-Manuel. And I truly would love to sit down and ask him, what were you thinking? I think that it's important that people are aware of what has happened and what will be happening in May, and particularly because he will be hailed as a hero. And he is no hero in any stretch of the definition.
Deanie Berger-Ettinson, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
You're quite welcome.